the password.
No one gave us any stupid password, Sheen. We were just told to show up.
Then how do I know you're really Cindy and Libby? Okay, okay, stop. I believe you. You're Libby. But how do I know you're Cindy?
Just open the stupid door!
Yep, that's you.
Sorry, ladies. I'm gonna have to search you.
She's clean.
Thank you for coming, you two. For once, I'm really glad to see you.
I'll give you 10 seconds to tell us what this is all about.
Maybe I should let our guest explain.
Greetings, honorable children. I am Princess Guan Shi Su, last heir to the Su Dynasty. But my friends call me Peggy.
Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Su. You think she's married?
Get your tongue off the floor.
It was Princess Su who contacted me. Goddard, activate holo program 7A. 7A? I said 7A!
This is the Egg Drop Jade, a priceless gem that has been in my family for generations. The jade has an unstable atomic structure, which can channel near infinite amounts of raw energy. Knowing this, my evil brother, a boy named Su, has built a deadly doomsday device. When powered by the egg, this device could enslave the entire free world.
And that's where we come in. The egg's currently on display at the Retroville Museum. The security system is state-of-the-art, but that won't stop us.
You want us to help you rob the Retroville Museum? Have you popped a synapse?
The egg has got to be secured before Peggy's evil brother steals it. And to do that, I'll need your help.
Pinch me, Libby. I'm in shock.
You need our help?
I can't do it by myself. You've all been chosen for this operation because you each possess a unique skill.
Really? What's my skill, Jimmy? It's personal hygiene, isn't it?
Well, actually, Carl, I was hoping you could stay and keep the prince's company while we're gone.
But I want to help save the free world, too. Please let me help, Jimmy. Please, 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 please.
Look, Neutron, if it's for the good of the free world, then I guess we'll help. Just shut him up.
Okay, Carl. Carl, okay. You can help by providing nourishing snacks for quick energy.
Yay! Who likes fruit chewies?
So, bearing in mind that Carl will provide snacks, here's the plan.
Hey, Lou, I just caught this kid sneaking around the service entrance.
Very suspicious. What are you doing here, kid?
Hello, my name is Steve, and I am a diversion. I am collecting money for the United Magicians Retirement Fund.
I love magicians. Hey, kid, you know any magic card tricks?
Do I? Allow me to direct your attention away from the wall of security monitors.
Sheen should be distracting the guards right about now.
This hypersonic blast will be nasty, but it should freeze the alarm system. Ready, Libby? The alarms will stay frozen as long as you sustain that note, Libby. Everyone else, go! Carl, but how did you know this hall was rigged with pressure sensors?
I didn't. I just thought we could use a snack.
You're up, Cindy. Can you reach that control box without setting foot on the pressure sensors?
With the energy boost from this raspberry juice, you can.
We've got 10 seconds. Hurry! The sensors are back online. Stay where you are, Cindy.
No problem. But you'll come back for me, right? Right?
Is this your card?
No.
Oh. Well, is this your card?
For the 10th time, no! Sheesh, you're not a very good magician, are you?
You also lack showmanship.
I'm going back to the monitors.
Wait! Time for Plan B. Who likes balloon animals? Look, an albino snake.
Okay, Carl. Now Goddard will lower me down on tension wires. Oh, no! Goddard must have suffered hypersonic damage from Libby's high note. It's up to you, Carl. I'll have to lower you down manually while you retrieve the egg.
Me?
Just replace the real jade egg with this replica, and we're done.
Let's do it!
Pretty lights.
Don't touch them, Carl. Those are infrared security beams.
Infrared? But Jimmy, I'm allergic to infrared. Oh, no, I can't.
Quick, Carl, switch the eggs.
Oh, no.
We did it, Carl. We got the jade egg.
Yeah, Jimmy, about that.
In no time, Carl. We gotta move.
And this is the horned gremlin from Ultralore episode 42. Holy Jazzbots! Ultralore's on TV now! Hey, where's Ultralore? Every channel has the same stupid show. Intruders on level 3. It won't last 2 seasons.
Intruders on level 3? I'll go. You watch the kid.
You're in big trouble, kid.
Attack, my pet!
No!
No time! Come on!
We gotta hurry! We're missing Ultralore!
Hey, you kids! Freeze!
Oh, thank you, Jimmy Neutron. I knew that only your enormous, big, smart brain could accomplish this deed.
Well, I couldn't have done it without a little help from my friends.
Really? Then I suppose it is only fitting that your friends...
share in your ultimate downfall.
Jimmy, I think the princess needs a throat lozenge.
That's not the princess! That's...
Professor Calamitous!
Thank you, Jimmy. Phase 1 of my doomsday plan is now complete. Phase 2 hasn't really been worked out yet, but I'm confident that it will be very, very evil.
A force field! We're trapped!
Don't worry, Jimmy. I've got the princess.
You're safe with us, my darling.
Isn't it beautiful? I tried using more common crystals to power it, but they all caused catastrophic meltdowns.
Meltdowns from common crystals? Jimmy...
Not now, Carl. I can still cancel out his force field with my null generator.
But...
Stand back, everyone.
Jimmy, no!
Carl, what have you done?
Well done, Carl. When I ruled the Earth, you shall receive a charming gift basket. And now, It's Doomsday! Perhaps I should have given Phase 2 more thought.
I'll get you, Jimmy Neutron!
Trying to tell you before, Jimmy. I think I got mixed up and left the real Jade Egg back at the museum.
And the replica egg caused a meltdown. Carl, your stroke of stupidity has saved us all.
Yep. Just one last piece of business to take care of. Who wants the last lemon chewy? Anyone? Anyone? Come on, it's lemony.